Thursday night, Chavis Halvav Ashir, or Le Chaf Gimel Sivan, I think. And we're learning Chavis Halvav Ashir. Akniya, we're starting Perek Shvi. Now, there's not that much difference, really, between Prokim 5, 6, and 7. They address different points, but there's a lot of overlap. 4 talked about developing Kniya. 5, you know, it was geared towards the things you do that you should develop Kniya. Okay, 5 was, I'm sorry, that was 5. 6 was, Perek 6 was how a Baal Kniya would act, is supposed to act. These are the things that a Baal Kniya is supposed to do. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of overlap there because the same things, many of the same things that are kona you, the midah of kniya, are going to be continued behavior after you have been kona kniya. Perek Shvi, there will also be a lot of overlap. Perek Shvi, page Reish Zayin, Omar, Aval Hasimonim, Asher Bohem Tizbarer, and Vasonus Heonov, Im Yizgalu Bo, Heim Bachamisha Dvorim. How can you tell about kniya? Now, this is geared towards, I guess, if you want to be friends with a Baal Kniya, or you want to learn from someone, you want to have someone as a role model, so these are the things you should look for. It shouldn't be all that different, if at all, really, from Perek Shishi. Some of Perek Shishi's things are private, and, you know, no one else could see it. And here we're talking about this barrier, or maybe that's one explanation. Another one is that Perek Shvi, again, although there's a lot of overlap, but Perek Shvi talks about, like, you put to the test as an asayon. How will you react? It's more like, if you act this way, then you've been kone kniya. So it's not exactly Perek 5, which is how to be kone it, not exactly Perek 6, which is what's your achrayas to do if you feel you're into that midah and you want to act accordingly. What's the accordingly? 7 is what would show that you've been kone that midah, show it to others maybe, you want to be a role model, or what would be considered an asayon. So again, a lot of overlap, and maybe we'll go through it a little more quickly because there's so much overlap and we've really been through so many of these things before. Maybe there's something I'm missing and there's really more of a echos difference between Perek 5, Perek 6, and Perek 7. I guess you don't know till you've tried it. And you're doing it, you say, yeah, it's like a different world. Now I'm in the world where Kniya is being put to the test, and it's an asayon, and it's much harder. It's not just preferred behavior. It's just not just a simon. Now it's like being put to the test. Anyway, ha'echad, 5 things. Ba'es charon apo, or maybe there's someone that, you know, he says, he's boasting that he's a Baal Kniya. So you see if he, that was a joke, you know, because boasting about Kniya. Anyway, so you see if he has these 5 things, you can test him out. Ba'es charon apo al mi shehera lo b'dibur of a maisa. Someone messed him up. Someone babbled him. There's plenty of babblers in the world. And someone babbled him. Someone talked Lashon Hara on him. Someone got him fired from his job. Someone messed him up. Royally, not royally. B'dibur or b'maisa. In Moshal B'Yitzro. If he didn't lash back and get angry. Actually, he says a very key point here. The Solachlo, he forgave him. Al af yecholto lihipora. Many times we forgive someone and we console ourselves for forgiving him because we say, well, there's not much I can do about it anyway, so I might as well forgive him. But the Chavis Halvav Ashir is not talking about that. He's talking about you're in a position to get the guy back. And, you know, you have thoughts of justice. You're thinking, it's only fear. How can I do it? You know, Mishalim Ra Tachas Tova, the guy messed me up. What kind of. The Solach Lo, he was Moichel him, Al af yecholto, despite his being able to leap, all right, could have gotten him back. Even in a way, maybe that's not technically nekama. Not technically nekama, but he could call it justice, not nekama. But he was mochalim, not because of a lack of ability. What can you do? Shrug of the shoulders. But mitoch hanova v'shiflus, because you exhibit the midah that we saw before, which he described as the balkaniyah accepts what happens to him. The balkaniyah has no expectations. Well, that really gets us into number two. But that's really how I think you would develop number one also. Because you're a shuffle, and you just, okay. So you don't. You move out there and you mochel. That's one of the manifestations. It sounds, you know, we're learning here and everybody is nodding off, but okay. Everybody's nodding. But it's really very, very difficult. If you've ever been baveled by someone, you know that the thought of just being mochel him, I mean, I talk to people every day. The thought of just being mevater, whenever I bring up such a possibility, such a suggestion, just be mevater and get on with your life, so it's extremely unacceptable. Like, people cannot, because they're normal. I'm not saying bad, they're normal. It's very, kaniyah is a very difficult meeting. You don't see what you gain out of it. You don't really see, what do I gain by being mevater? The guy did an avla. Why is it good? So it's good because it's kniyah, remember, to Hashem. It's kniyah to... Now, it doesn't necessarily mean, again, when it comes to mamonos, it's a very touchy subject. It doesn't mean if someone steals from you, I don't think it means that. I don't think it means, because we're talking about, that's not called paying him back. We're talking about getting back what's rightfully yours. So I don't think, that's not what we're talking about. He's talking about getting the guy back for what he did to you. Let's say it would be called pressing charges. So it might be always other cheshbonos when it comes lamaisa to the pressing charges, because you might be keeping a predator off the streets. So you might be doing an avla to society if you decide not to press charges. So you have to ask a shayla and a chanami. Not always is it good to press charges. Not always is it good not to press charges. But that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about getting back what's rightfully yours. He's talking about getting back at the guy. The Hasheni, whatever happens to you, right? Ups and downs in life. It feels like many more downs than ups. In Bolo, Pega, Bumamono, Otsora, Banshe Beso, Im Hedif, if he was Ma'adif, if he gave favor, if he favored, as a tocheles, just bunkering down and accepting it, not accepting it necessarily that, oh good, I hope this stays this way, that's not demanded of you, but accepting it, you know, you don't show kotzer apayim, you don't show like Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, mi kotzer ruach mi avodah kasha, you're not disgusted with it all, and you don't walk around bitter, you don't get bitter. Mitochis masrus, because there's a reason. Not because you're lazy, not because you don't care, not because you're an unfeeling robot, but because you have his masrus, the gzeiros Hashem. You accept it as Hashem's will, the Kabbalah's dina b'karatzon. It's a midah, a very specific midah called Yimakabel, what the Shemayim dealt out to you. This indicates Alkenus, the truthfulness of Van Vesanuso, Ukiniyoso, the Shem Yishadar Vyusrayman, Moshesma Akosa, Vyaran Olav Ashalom, Beis Nisyono, Benodav Aviyu. To him, Nodav and Aviyu was an Nisayon. To them, maybe a punishment, but to him, it was an Nisayon. Vayidomaron, this is the acceptance of Din Shemayim. But Omar, Dovra Melech says, Dom Hashem v'hischol elo. Dom Hashem means, you know, you're quiet, be silent, silence, and and wait for Yeshua. V'omar l'chein ha-maskel b'esahi Yidom. So number one was you mevater and you moichel those who have wronged you. Number two is you're able to handle the difficulties of life without being angry or bitter or upset, but you makabel the din shemayim and you work within that. So these two things are kniya. You're botel to Hashem, like you don't have a mind of your own. That's how he described it. You're totally botel to Hashem. Vashlishi is how he reacts to praise or to criticism. You can see how a person reacts to one of these two things to judge if he's a balkaniya or not. In Misparsim Shmo Bein B'nei Odom B'tov O'Bera, he's going to talk about each one. They're not both the same, but if he became somewhat famous, his name became known, Bein B'nei Odom Bein L'tov Bein L'ra. Im Shibchu M'shabeach B'tov Sh'osa, someone comes over and showers him with praise. Yokel Mishibchaba, he'll try to downplay it. Yazalzul Babalibo, he'll say it was nothing. He'll think, more important, because the love is not such a no slouch. He knows what he's talking about. He says Balibo, he has to think, it was nothing. The Tiknam Be'enov Mikdei Shitiskabul Mimenalafne Hashem, he just hopes that Hashem is pleased with it. He's nervous because the Balkaniya is thinking that this pales into insignificance vis-a-vis what I'm mechuyev to do for Hashem. So, okay, it was good. It wasn't that good, first of all. And anyway, klape what I'm mechuyev to do, it's like a joke. So that's how the Balkaniya works. So therefore, he downplays when people praise him. He feels bad, like he feels silly. The Yomel Meshapcho, and he says to the person praising him, Katzer no achai, stop already, cut it short, cut it out. Kiena biyachas lachatoi. Doesn't hold a candle, Ela kavukas eish b'yam. No comparison. You should know the averus I did. It's very nice of you to bring this up, but this is, he really said this before, if you remember, back in, we talked about developing Kaniya, back in Perek 5, he talked about what to do if you're the guest of honor, what you should think about. You should think about all the bad things you did that day. So that's what he's saying here also. Someone praises you, you say, you know, you don't know what I did today. You're only talking that way because you don't really know me. Even if what I did, it has some worth to it. Was it lishma? Did I do it for the right reason? Maybe Hashem's going to throw it back in my face. Not only are our actions, not always, are our actions pure, and sometimes Hashem is repelled, put off by our so-called mitzvahs. If he didn't really accomplish anything, he should say to the one praising him for it, it's bad enough that I am in such debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving me another Avera, that you're praising me for something that didn't even come true. I didn't do it. About the Tsarifalai Avon, you're making it worse for me. Not only am I have Averas and I don't fulfill my obligations to Hashem, but you're standing here praising me for something that's not really true. And now I have another Avera thanks to you. Thanks an awful lot. I know better than you what I did. B'chatasi negdi samid. So this is what you do when someone praises you. When someone bashmutzes you and talks bad about you, that will learn next time.